95.7 WZID, New Hampshire in the Morning with Neil and Marga. As we know, October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and WZID, along with CMC's Breast Care Center, have, got together to, you know, just update us on what's going on in the world of, you know, breast care.
We're talking about research. We talk about preventative measures. We talk about the nurses and the team and the survivors.
And some of the new equipment they have.
Yes.
And speaking of survivors, joining us now is Susan, who is a recent survivor.
Yes. Yes. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in May of 2019. I've always gone for my annual mammograms. They've always been negative. But because of I found a lump and my history of dense breast tissue, it just didn't feel the same. So I saw my PCP. She agreed this didn't feel the same at all. So I went for a diagnostic mammogram at the Breast Care Center at CMC. And they confirmed that it was breast cancer. Subsequent ultrasound showed that it was an invasive breast cancer, a lobular type. So subsequently, I had multiple testing, biopsies, lymph node, MRI, PET scan, and it was determined because of the size of the lump that I would go through chemotherapy first for about 5 months. Then I would have a much better surgical outcome. So I went through that beginning July through October. Had a couple of setbacks with the side effects from the chemotherapy, so I was hospitalized a couple times. Typical side effects with chemo, you lose your hair, you lose your eyebrows, you lose your eyelashes, you lose weight, no energy, but I managed to get through it. I still was able to work full time. I had great support at work. Then following that, I had an MRI that determined I had no detectable cancer. So it was decided that I would go for a lumpectomy in December, but there were no clear margins. There was no way, and Dr. Ryan actually took extra tissue to make sure I would have clear margins, and those weren't clear at all. So it was determined that I would need a mastectomy, and that happened in January of 2020. I had a tram flap surgery, so I had reconstructive surgery done right away, which I'm really happy that I did, because you wake up mentally knowing you had a mastectomy, but you physically look at yourself and you don't.
And nothing's changed, you know.
No, yeah. No, it's kind of an interesting psychological effect. I found that very interesting. So following my surgery, 6 weeks later, then I had 5 weeks of radiation. And now I'm on, medication because my breast cancer was hormone positive. So I'm on that for 5 years. And I'm also taking a medication, an infusion, every 6 months for 3 years. It's called Zometa, because sometimes you still have those floating cancer cells that like to migrate to the bone. So this is hopefully going to decrease that chance of happening and decrease my risk of recurrence.
Now, Susan, we always talk about the importance of getting your mammogram. And you did this every single year?
I did. It was unfortunately, I felt like irregularities in my breast, but my mammograms always came back positive. So it helped still doing the self-breast exam, because those two in combination, I think, really can bring women to their provider a lot sooner to be diagnosed.
It must have not only the impact of fighting cancer, but you were fighting cancer during a pandemic. Did that change things for you?
While I was working last summer, my team at work were so diligent about cleaning the work surface areas and everything else. And I thought, it's kind of deja vu, because now COVID's here and we're still doing the same exact thing. So I was a lot more mindful of being hand sanitizers. I was that way anyway, but just being aware of people and their illness and everything else. Plus, all of my family and friends are on high alert, because now they think that you've had cancer, you're going to be sick all the time, and that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
No, and I got to tell you, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You look fantastic.
We are talking with Susan. She is a breast cancer survivor, and we're talking about the folks over at CMC's Breast Care Center. Talk about working with them and how it was for you.
I was very grateful that they gave me my diagnosis right then and there. I didn't have to wait. The nurses were supportive. Dr. Angelakis gave me the news. They were just very calm and let me cry, let me do what I need to do, along with my husband, who was just as devastated because this is his diagnosis as well, too. So they also included him in part of my team. They've always kept in touch with me. They're always easy to reach. They don't want you to wait with any results. Dr. Ryan has called me personally with my results, with any of my biopsies and explained it. So she's been wonderful as a support because she understands how stressful this can be as well, too. So it's a wonderful, intimate, helpful group, and they're so supportive.
Which I think is very important, especially like you said, you know, you get that diagnosis and then your world comes kind of crashing down on you.
Yeah. Nobody wants to wait. You have questions and emotions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing your story with us today and congratulations and keep up the good work, as they say.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.